This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's push for electric vehicles is getting a bump. The state says it now has approval to spend a $56 million grant on high-speed EV chargers along highways. The federal approval unlocks an extra $12 million. The Trump administration initially froze the funding, which was awarded under former President Biden, but Colorado and 13 other states sued. A judge backed them, and the money has been released. In education news, CU Denver will guarantee admission for some Aurora Public School students. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports on a deal signed this week.
The agreement means Aurora Public Schools high school juniors and seniors earning a 3.0 GPA will receive guaranteed admission to CU Denver. APS students will also have their application fee waived and will receive a sample financial aid package and coordinated campus visits. APS Superintendent Michael Giles Jr. calls it a game changer that aligns with CU Denver's mission to expand economic mobility for all. The agreement is similar to one the college made for students in Denver Public Schools several weeks ago. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And a Grand Junction man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for killing three people in a crash near Palisade last fall. Patrick Sneddon struck and killed two state transportation workers as they were replacing a sign on Highway 6. The 59-year-old's wife also died in the crash. Authorities say he was under the influence of marijuana and oxycodone. And up online right now, our voter guide to next month's election. That's at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.